This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
إن آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ألم عباد الله أن أحسن الكلام كلام الله تبارك وتعالى وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم ما بعد عباد الله My dear brothers and sisters, last week we spoke about preparing our children to go to school and preparing our household to make sure that our kids succeed in this school year, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. However, when it comes to the concept of success, it seems that in our time, we always measure everything by grades, that you have to have benchmarks that you can accomplish and achieve. So therefore, we think of success in this school year. As long as our kids succeed in their grades, they pass the grade level, and they achieve and accomplish what is being requested from them, that would be great. Some parents are very ambitious. They want their kids even to skip grades if possible. So have them in extracurricular classes and in AP classes and before that and after that so they can finish as early as possible. And they might be successful. They become, inshallah, successful in this dunya. Engineers, doctors, whatever that is. And you could be a proud parent because your kids, you finished the school, alhamdulillah, better than what you were expecting. But is that the ultimate success we need for ourselves and for our children? Is that the true meaning of success? What does it matter to me if my son or my daughter, they became much successful in this dunya? They have a career and they have a high paying job, alhamdulillah. But they don't even know how to do birrul walidain. They don't even know how to be dutiful to their own parents. They cut ties with their siblings. They don't usually come to the masjid. And they have absolutely no connection with their own community. What's the point of that success then? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be successful. As a matter of fact, He encouraging us to be successful in all matters. But for us to understand what does that exactly mean, we have to look into it. Is it just by succeeding in matters of dunya or in the akhirah as well too? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a simple message about the meaning of success. قَالْ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ He said, successful are the believers. Now in the Arabic word, Al-Falah is actually a very profound, deep word in terms of its meaning. It's not like Najah, because the translation for Najah is actually success. But Falah has no one English word for it. So they have to explain it. They have to explain it with a sentence by saying it's actually the ultimate success in everything. And that means what's in this world and beyond this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and that's how human beings always desire success. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في سورة الروم وإذا أذقنا الناس رحمة if we give the people the taste of mercy meaning if Allah bless people with something فرحوا بها they rejoice and they become very prideful of that success that they have in this dunya however he says قال وإن تصبهم سيئة but if Allah afflicts them with a calamity or something of hardship بما قدمت أيديهم because of what their hand has earned قال إذا هم يقنطون they always fall into despair No one wants to be desperate in this dunya, Jama'ah. No one wants to be always anxious and going through an anxiety and depression and so on. We need to be successful. How can we do this? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be successful in everything, look at these principles of dunya that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be successful in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, قال من غرس غرسا, even if you're a farmer, he says, من غرس غرسا, if you plant a shoot, if you plant something in the ground, أو زرع زرعا, put a tree or a shrub or whatever that you do. فَأَكَلَ مِنْهُ إِنسَانٌ أَوْ سَبْعٌ أَوْ دَابَّةٌ Whoever eats from that, humans, animals, whatever that is, قال, أَوْ طَيْرُ, even bird, فَلَهُ صَدَقَ Then you'll get reward for that. Like for your success of planting this plant or this seed that people benefit from, then you're successful. So your success has to translate into benefit, not just to yourself, to other people. If you would like to have a job, The Prophet ﷺ says, قال التاجر الصدوق. التاجر الصدوق. A businessman, a business person, a merchant, Who is Saduq, which means truthful, Al-Ameen, trustworthy, Ma'an Nabiyyina Was-Siddiqina Was-Shuhada, will be in the ranks of the Anbiya and the Salihin and the righteous ones. Why is that, a Jama'ah? Why is this truthful merchant going to be at that level? Because money tempts people. When you start becoming wealthy and rich, and you see that your trade, mashallah, is becoming successful, sometimes we lose focus. We lose the meaning of this. We fall into the dunya so much so that to remain steadfast and remain patient and you stay rich and still grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is a hard work. There is only a level of that level of anbiya and salihin can handle it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, "Man akala ma akala ahadun min ta'am." There is no food that you eat that is more worthy for you to eat from, that is better for you. Min an ya'kula min amali yadih, that you eat from what your hand has earned. Like you go and work and earn money. Like subhanAllah, yesterday I had a conversation with some of the brothers and we got to the subject we discussed on Friday, on Wednesday class, about da' ma yuribuka la ma la yuribuk, like leave what you're doubtful about for what you're certain about. And one of the matters we said, if someone has an opportunity to work for Walmart versus to live on welfare, which is better for them? Because Walmart has haram elements in it. Or they should just live off of welfare and that would be better for them. I said, absolutely not. Because the objective of the Sharia is not for you to survive. That's not what the objective of Sharia. It's actually to work. It's to be productive. That's what the purpose of this. So sitting down there, taking money for free and live off it just because I don't want to work. Why bother? That's not what the Sharia wants from you. So it's extremely important for people to understand that. Success is not to cheat the system. It's not to claim that you're clever because you can. Success is that you do it right. And you do it with the anticipation of the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before anything else. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us the success of this dunya, you need to utilize that for the akhirah. Kama qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the story of Qarun, the wealthiest man ever walked on the four surfaces of the earth. قال وابتغي فيما اتاك الله الدار الاخره. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon you in this dunya, utilize this for the akhirah. Like seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reward for the akhirah. ولا تنسى نصيبك من الدنيا. But don't forget about your share from this world. Do not forget about the share from this world. Like still be successful in this dunya. Pursue that which is right and what that makes you even inshallah that wealthier. But don't forget about the meaning of it. It's supposed to be a plant, you planting your seeds here in this world. You earn the reward for it in the akhirah, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, when it comes to the concept of success, obviously, if you don't succeed, you're going to lose. And that's what bothers people in this dunya. No one wants to be a loser, Jama'ah. And that's why we always try to escape that. Whether it's in a personal level, like in your marriage, in your parenting skills with your children, in your work, at work, in your personal life, in your spirituality, no one wants to feel they're losing or they're not performing the level of success. But what does it mean to be a loser? See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us it's all about that principle. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. The successful one, the one who is truly successful, is the one who purifies himself and purifies his soul. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. And doomed is the one who corrupts his soul. So the ultimate success is in purifying your nafs and your soul, and that translates to good deeds. And the ultimate loss is when people corrupt themselves, corrupt their fitrah, their natural innate and their soul, and go. And that's when the person is completely doomed. They might be successful in this dunya, but in al-akhirah, they're losers. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Shall I inform you, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, shall I tell you about those who are the worst, the biggest losers? The biggest losers, he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhina dhalla sa'yuhum fil hayati ad-dunya wa hum yahsabuna annahum yahsunu sun'a. Those who struggle so hard, they work so hard in this dunya, like they make a lot of achievements in this world. Dhalla sa'yuhum fil hayati ad-dunya wa hum yahsabuna annahum yahsunu sun'a. They think they're doing well. But in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the biggest losers. You see sometimes people, they sit down and they start boasting about how many cars they own, how many houses they have. how big this is that they have accomplished, or how much, you know, they earn from this transaction and so on. Boasting about all these matters of dunya. And they'll forget that they're going to be standing before the Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala to be questioned about the meaning of this success. How did this translate into their personal life for the dunya and for the akhirah? So it's extremely important to realize that the biggest loss, not in this dunya, you might not be the most successful in terms of dunya measurement. Maybe you're not maybe in the highest, let's say, tier of leadership. You're not the most successful parents with raising your children. You know, you're not driving the fanciest car. You're not getting the best pay. But guess what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with you. What is best than that? I'm content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. I'm not going to cheat or steal just because I don't have like everybody else. I'm content. That is a big success. قال الله تبارك وتعالى about those who lose. He says, قال وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْإِيمَانِ فَقَدْ حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Like those who deny and reject faith, حَبِطَ عَمَلُهُ. All their deeds are in loss. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And this is the biggest loser on the day of judgment. قال تعالى إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ. The biggest losers are those who lose themselves. In this dunya, by distracting themselves from where they're supposed to be, they're lost in the midst and in the indulgence of this dunya. قال خسروا أنفسهم وأهليهم يوم القيامة. They are going to lose themselves and their families on the day of judgment. ألا ذلك هو الخسران المبين. Indeed, this is the greatest loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from it, Ya Rabbi Alameen. Brothers and sisters, remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us when it comes to success, قد أفلح المؤمنون. Success for other believers. الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Those when they pray with خشوع and concentration. قال الله تبارك وتعالى الذين آمنوا. Those who have faith. وهاجروا. And they migrated from the path of kufr to the path of guidance. وجاهدوا في سبيل الله. And they struggled for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بأموالهم وأنفسهم. They sacrificed their wealth. They sacrificed their time and their effort. قال أعظم درجة عند الله. These are the people who will have a highest degree with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. And these are the winners, the most successful people. May Allah make us among them, يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. عباد الله, my dear brothers and sisters, to be successful you have to have a drive for it. You have to have a drive for it, whether it's in dunya or akhirah. What is your drive? What's driving you in this life? Ask yourself this question. What is driving you as a parent to push your kids towards success? What is that? Is it the grade? Is it the shame of loss in front of the people and the families? Is it, you know, the pictures? Is it the party you're going to do for the family to know that your son or your daughter did this and that and so on? What is driving you towards success? Ask yourself this question. If what's driving you towards success is matters of this dunya, the Prophet ﷺ said in the hadith, "Man kanat ad-dunya hammahu." Whoever makes the dunya their biggest concern, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, farraq alayhi hadha al-amr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make their affairs dispersed all over the place. Like they're going to have to struggle to fight for that kind of concern they're looking for in this dunya. وَجَعَلَ فَقْرَهُ بَيْنَ عَيْنَيْهِ. And he puts the poverty between their eyes. And they're not going to get from this dunya except what Allah has written for them. But those who put the akhirah between their eyes, that's the drive for them. That's what drives them. Because they want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect of their life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring their affairs to them. Put it under their feet. The dunya is going to come under their feet. And they will get more than what they even anticipate and expect. Brothers and sisters, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a specific rule, or a law for success. And it's mentioned one ayah in Surah Al-Anfal. قال الله تعالى وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشِلُوا وَتَذْهَبْ رِيحُكُمْ وَاصْبِرُوا. Three things. Please teach your children these values as they move on into this life, inshallah ta'ala. He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. That for you to succeed, you need to obey Allah and obey the Messenger. What other kids say, what teachers tell them in regards to what values, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. If that's what my teacher is teaching me today, would that please Allah Azza wa Jal? Is that okay? You need to measure everything by the command of Allah and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. قال ولا تنازعوا فتفشلوا وتذهب ريحكم. He says, as now this is between you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second one, between you and the people. Teach your children to be compassionate, to be loyal, you know, to their communities, to their families, to the people around them. Like they have the passion and the compassion to be good citizens and good humans. That's what it means. Otherwise, if you build them on awful competition and evil, you know, competition, and what kind of value are we teaching our kids? And then he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wasbiru, inna Allah ma'a sabirin, persevere in patience. Which means you tell yourself and your kids, this path requires a lot of patience. You can't have it just like in an instant. It takes time to build a character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who listen to the speech and for the best of Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma alimna ma yanfa'na. وانفعنا بما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها عباد الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان يوم الدين وأقم الصلاة.